This is Insight on CAP Radio, and welcome to the North State Public Radio audience. I'm Beth Ruyak. It was 2 years ago today, March 18th, that Stephon Clark was killed by police after a chase through the South Sacramento neighborhood of Meadowview. His brother, Stevante, is on the phone with us. And Stevante, thanks so much for making time. Glad to talk to you.
No problem. Anytime. Pleasure to talk to you as well.
How is your family marking this day?
Well, every year we do something called a Legacy Weekend. Since we're not able to do that, we'll be doing a call of action for a small group of press at the state capitol today at around noon to 2 p.m.
Okay, I saw that was scheduled, so that will still go on today then for people who want to join with the family and remember that will happen at the Capitol today?
Yeah, well, we're calling for justice still. The officer that murdered my brother, Jared Robinet, and Terrence Murthedall, we believe they need to be fired immediately from SAC PD and charged to the fullest extent of the law in an open court of jury by a jury of their peers, because every day, not a day go by, we don't think about my brother, Stephon Clark. And additionally, we're calling on local organizations and interest groups to support a recall of District Attorney Anne-Marie Schubert for a failure to bring charges against officers Robinet and Murthedall.
2 years is a time period that can feel like an eternity, or it can feel short. And Stevante, you became such a public figure in all of this time. What has this 2 year time period meant for you, and how you've processed what happened?
Well, for me, it's been healing. You know, I've been working trying to preserve my brother's legacy. When it comes to like this Legacy Weekend, you know, the second annual, the Corona thing kind of screwed us up a little bit. You know, this is the annual thing we do for our community. The Stephon AB 392 Stephon Clark Law, you know, which clarifies that police can use deadly force when there are no alternatives. Like things like this, and the body camera policies, the foot pursuit policies, and the new mural we have, it made the healing a lot easier when I see his name being respected in a positive light. So, you know, it's been a lot. You know, we're still traumatized over the death of my brother in my grandmother's backyard. But the positive things we've been able to do under his name has been very healing.
I've heard a number of different plans over the past months and even the last 2 years about ways that you wanted to make permanent markers, permanent memorials for your brother. What's in process now? What are you looking forward to?
Well, we just did a playground, Stephon Clark Playground, that was by the Fortune School. You know, we just partnered with the city last year to do our first annual, well, this year will be our second annual Harambe Festival. We'll be doing a second annual block party. The next thing for me when it comes to preserving my brother's legacy is a resource center, a library, something that can live generations after you and I have left this earth.
Can I ask you, and if this is too personal, just let me know, but can I ask you how Stephon's children are doing?
They're children still. So, you know, they're doing the best with the situation that they're in, like the rest of us. They're hurt still. You know, they want their father and their daddy, of course, and you know, it's hard. So, you know, we're healing. You know, we're just healing, and we're asking that everyone keep us in their prayers. That's all we're asking.
I appreciate that we've been able to have this conversation and have continued to over the months. I think there's been a lot of understanding and learning on everybody's part through this. Could I make it personal to you? What have you come to learn and understand about yourself through all of this, Stevante?
I've learned personally that, and this is just me, I'm not speaking on anybody else, this is my experience of what I've been through since my brother died. And what I've learned in this is that most people, they either have a price or they have an agenda. And if they don't have either of those things, then most of the time I'm talking to the wrong person, and I'm not dealing with the person I need to be dealing with. Because a lot of this stuff is, it's already, the system is flawed, we all know it. But, I'd rather be a person with solutions instead of just talking and bashing the problem, if you know what I mean. I'm a solution person. I want to find out how we can fix the problem together. My motto is everybody love everybody. I have no hate in my heart. And however I can spread that message of love in a positive light and attach my brother's name to it, I'm all in for it. But, you know, all I've noticed is that people and their prices and their agendas sometimes aren't as upfront as we would like them to be. But that's okay because, you know, we're all human and we all make mistakes.
Well, our goal today was to make time to connect with you and your family, if we could, on this program. And I appreciate that we've been able to do that. And I will say again that the family will gather at the Capitol at 2 o'clock today. So thank you very much, Stavonte Clark.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
And that's Insight for today. Of course, there's much more news, and you can find much more history about the Stephon Clark shooting and all that's transpired in the last 2 years, as well as the ongoing response and battle with the coronavirus. It's all at capradio.org. We continue to monitor breaking news for you throughout the day. We'll bring it to you as it unfolds. I'm Beth Ruiak for all of us here at Cap Radio and on the Insight team. And again, that welcome to North State Public Radio. Thanks for joining us.